This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. There's an old reporter's saying that they use when a story or rumor perfectly illustrates the point the reporter is trying to make. Too good to check. Meaning it's probably not true or not true enough to really count as a fact, but it's so perfect. Just don't check it. Just use it. And here's a story I heard a few years ago that's too good to check. A studio executive was so fulsome with her praise and reflexive star flattery that she once bounced up to an actor after a screening and gushed, "Oh my God, you were so wonderful in this film, so magic. I had goosebumps, really. I'm not even lying to you." Not even lying to you. Because, of course, I'm usually lying to you, and you usually know that, but in this instance, I'm not lying to you, and I want you to know that I know that you know that I usually do, am supposed to actually, and pay to when it gets right down to it, but I'm not even doing it right now. That's how great you are in this film. See, we lie to each other a lot in this business. It's sort of a cliche that we're all liars and double dealers, that it's a business of sharks and no accounts, but mostly we lie to each other to make things simpler. That's a great idea, we tell each other when we pitch each other our ideas, and not because it's a great idea, but because the process of really thinking about it, entertaining it, treating it with thoughtful analysis is just so exhausting and worse. What if it's a lousy idea? What do you say then? That it's just best just to say, that's a great idea. You've given us a lot to think about, I've heard after pitches that I was pretty sure fell flat and provided very little for them to think about. And in turn, I've said great notes to dozens of network and studio executives without always meaning exactly that or that at all. When can we expect the first draft of the script? Is another one of those questions begging for a false response. Tuesday, I always say, whether or not Tuesday is the day or whether or not there's any day on the horizon. Tuesday, I say with chipper enthusiasm. But today is Tuesday, a studio executive once said to me when we were on the phone together. Do you mean today? Well, you know, I'm actually thinking that maybe... And then I hang up on myself, mid-sentence, which is something nobody ever does. And so it seems like I'm going through a bad sell or something. Now, hanging up on yourself isn't exactly lying, of course. It conveys a false impression, though, so it counts. It gets you out of a troublesome exchange in which the truth, when can we expect a script? Well, I don't know. I haven't started it yet. I'm a bad, lazy, undisciplined person. Will be unsatisfying to everyone involved. Look, morally, I get it. These are lies, falsehoods, just more small, minor failings that add up over time, but they keep things moving. They keep the social traffic running smoothly. Sort of like when you're in the left-hand lane and the light is red and there's really technically not time for eight cars to turn left, let alone your car, the ninth, but, you know, you push it. You make the turn, because of course you have to. It's wrong, but it's the only way to keep things moving along. And you can always, you know, hang up on yourself if you really get into trouble and haven't thought of a way. And that's it for this week. Next week, what passes for the holidays? For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.